The man I'm going to talk to you about today was certainly one of the best codebreakers at Bletchley Park, quite possibly. He was the greatest codebreaker at Bletchley Park. He was born in London in 1894. His father was a prominent architect. John was the youngest of three children, the oldest being his sister Mary. His older brother was called Alfred after his father. They grew up in relatively privileged circumstances. They had a cook, a parlour maid, a Welsh nurse and a housemaid. And John Tilton was sent to Charterhouse School, where he proved to be a distinguished student. He was offered a place at Oxford at the age of 13, but his parents appear to have decided that he was too young at that point. It would be better for him to stay on at school. Sadly, his father died 3 years later, unexpectedly, and when John left school, he went straight into a teaching career, working at three small private schools, initially one in Fulham, then in Hastings, and then finally one at Bognor, where he was at the start of the First World War. Tilton took a commission in the King's Own Scottish Borderers. He was one of a number of enthusiastic early recruits who were held back. There were so many of them. But in the summer of 1915, he was sent to Salisbury Plain, trained to go and fight on the Western Front. In October 1915, he arrived. He was just a second lieutenant, very basic junior officer, but trench warfare took a heavy toll on junior officers, and by March 1917, although still only being paid as a substantive second lieutenant, he was a temporary captain commanding a company in what was known as the regiment's 7th, 8th Battalion. The two original battalions had gone there in late 1915, having lost so many men that they'd had to be amalgamated. The battalion took part in the Battle of Arras, which took place from 9th of April 1917 through to 16th of May. And on the night of 3rd May, Tilton's company was sent over the top as part of what was to become known as the Third Battle of the Scarpe. It was an absolute disaster. It was called off after just 15 hours, during which the British lost 6,000 men without gaining an inch of ground. The official history blamed the confusion caused by the darkness, the speed with which the German artillery concentrated upon the British infantry, the intensity of fire, the heaviest that many an experienced soldier had ever witnessed, and lasting almost without slackening for 15 hours. The readiness with which the German infantry yielded to the first assault and with energy of its counterattack, and, it must be added, the bewilderment of the British infantry on finding itself in the open and unable to withstand any resolute counterattack. Tilton managed to keep the casualties in his company to a minimum. He was himself wounded. His courage won him an MC. The limited citation, which really reflects the limited success of the action in which he fought. He led his company with great courage and ability and captured two machine guns with very few casualties. In that particular battle, that was obviously great achievement. You can get a lot of information about soldiers from their medal cards. In this particular one, of course, if you didn't know he'd won the Military Cross, it tells you it. And on the back, it had an address. You had to put an address where your medals should be sent to. This is at the end of the war. And that address says MI1B, War Office. Tilton had been badly wounded. He came back to the UK. And in November 1917, he was posted to the General Staff, to MI1B, the Army's code-breaking establishment. Tilton was seconded to the Government Code and Cipher School for an initial 2 weeks to translate messages deciphered by a man called Ernst Fetterlein. Fetterlein had been the Tsar's code-breaker before the October Revolution. He sported a large ruby ring which had been given to him allegedly by Tsar Nicholas, in gratitude for his many achievements. Fetterlein fled Russia during the revolution and was recruited by the British. One of his new British colleagues described him as a brilliant codebreaker. Fetty, as we addressed him, would arrive precisely at 9:30 and read his Times until 10, when he would adjust a pair of thick lens glasses and look to us, expecting work to be given to him. On book cipher and anything where insight was vital, he was quite the best. He was a fine linguist, and he would usually get an answer no matter the language. When he deposited his first cheque at a London bank, he was asked for his references, to which he replied, "Pardon me, it's my money. Where are your references?" Fetline took Tiltman under his wing and taught him the art of breaking codes and ciphers.